928, that's War Cisco Kid here on 92.3 The Tide, your home for hand-picked music and hometown news. And we have another edition of our Local Voices segment today, where we speak with some of our neighbors right here in the Historic Triangle who help make this the wonderful place that we call home. And in studio today, we have Scott Zimmerman. He's the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Pardon me?
Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Thanks for inviting me. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I understand, you know, you have been in the business for just a couple of years. You know, this is something kind of new to you. Only 44 years, is that right?
Yeah, just 44 years. I'm relatively a newcomer.
Well, but seriously, you know, you've been at this game for a while. But I understand going into the carpet care business isn't necessarily what you intended to set out to do initially. So for our listeners, tell us a little bit about your background story and how you went from possibly going into law to carpets. How did that happen?
It's kind of a long story. We'll make it kind of short. I was in high school. I wanted to study law. That's the direction I thought I wanted to head. But law was a little dry. I went to St. Lawrence University for a couple of years, and my dad got sick. I had to drop out of school and went home for a couple of years and worked at United Engineers and Constructors building a power plant, or helping to – actually, I was the engineering clerk, so all I did was shuffle papers. But anyway, then I had a friend who went to William & Mary. We talked about starting a business, and we were going to start a sandwich truck right here in Williamsburg way back 44 years ago. That didn't work too well with the health department. You know, colleges have sandwich trucks all the time, but not in Williamsburg. So we decided to start this carpet cleaning company, and quite honestly, here I am still. I just haven't figured out what I want to be when I grow up. So.
but you obviously love what you do. And, you know, I think for our listeners here that might not have experienced your services yet, Conscientious Carpet Care is different. Can you tell us what it is that sets you all apart from other cleaning services?
Well, it's training. It's our love of service. We believe in serving our customer from start to finish. We take care of things very professionally and very carefully, very conscientiously, if you will. I have employees that have been with me almost 20 years. I take care of my employees, and they take care of my customers, and my customers take care of me. Service is a great way of life. I love giving service. I love doing it well. And getting feedback from customers, apparently we're doing all right at that.
Well, we do have to take a quick break already here on 92.3 The Tide. Again, we are in studio today with Scott Zimmerman. He's the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care. You can learn more about them online right now at conscientiouscarpetcare.com in the meantime. But when we come back, we'll talk about some of their specific services and some of the misconceptions out there in the carpet cleaning world as well. So stick with us. Again, we're in our Local Voices segment. Here's Dave Matthews with Every Day on The Tide. It's 9:36. That's Dave Matthews Every Day here on 92.3 The Tide, your home for handpicked music and hometown news. And welcome back to our Local Voices segment. Again, today we have Scott Zimmerman. He's the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care in studio with us. And Scott, you know, we were talking before the break just a little bit about what sets Conscientious Carpet Care apart. And it's really in the name. That certainly helps sum up the experience that folks can expect with Conscientious Carpet Care. But also the experience and the training with your staff. I understand they have you have folks that have been working with you for years and years, and the continuing experience and training that they have is pretty exceptional as well.
We've always tried to stay on the cutting edge of the industry, but in order to do that, you have to allow your employees the time and the opportunity to go to training, to learn more, to get up to date with the newest things, but more importantly, what works. And all of my employees do go to training. They're certified by the IICRC. I actually have several of my employees that are master certified textile cleaners and have been. There's a requirement for continuing education, and I'm really proud of them. I don't have to force anybody to go. They ask me if they can go. They want to learn more. Recently, we sent four of us went to color training, color repair training, and recertification of color repair and re-dyeing. We have some options that are out there that not anybody else has. Bleach repair, for example, we can help in people's homes where you've accidentally
oopsed.
Yeah. So training is really important to us, and my people are really proud of their training.
Well, let's dig a little bit deeper into the full array of services you all offer. You know, I think folks are probably likely with the ability for you all to come on site and clean carpets. But it goes much more extensively than just that. And then you have so much more to offer, from rug washing and restoration and repair to even floor cleaning and refinishing as well.
Yeah, we are really specializing in cleaning area rugs in our shop. And it's a detailed process, starting with a very careful inspection of the rugs, which we first do at the home when we pick them up or when you first bring them in. But then under a high-intensity light at our shop, we look at them a lot more carefully and get your approval before we move forward, because we want you to know of any existing challenges that we might have to deal with. We do a many-step process that starts with dusting your rugs after the inspection to get all the dry soils out of the rugs, because when we're cleaning, those dry soils turn to mud. And when you're walking on them, some of those dry soils act like sandpaper. You step on them, they cut the fibers. So we're trying to get them out, and we want your rugs to last a long time. We can also work with rugs that have a bit of fading to them. We actually have an opportunity, a process by which we can put some color back in them. This is even on your Oriental rugs that have faded over time.
Wow.
We do floor cleaning and refinishing. We don't sand the floors, but we do everything up to that point and try to prevent you from getting to the point where you have to sand them, which is expensive and a lot of trouble, or can be. But of course, it does a great job if you want brand new floors. We get you pretty close to brand new floors, and we keep your floors looking good.
And then for those who fear wet cleaning, you want to help clear up and put aside any of those fears, right?
Yeah. You tell me, would you you do dry clean some of your clothes, but the clothes you wear that you touch, would you just sort of would you not wash them? Well, let's put it that way. You do wash them. Your hair is a fiber. Are you going to use that stuff that you put in your hair, that stuff?
The product,
and put it in your hair and then comb it out and call that clean? Or do you want to wash your hair and then condition it? We wash the rugs, we wash your carpets, and then we condition them, so that your carpets at home, after we finish cleaning them, they're not stiff and crunchy. They feel soft. They have a hand that you can be proud of. And if you want to walk in your bare feet, which I don't recommend, it feels great. Looks great, too.
Well, we do have to take another quick break here on 92.3 The Tide. Again, we are in studio today with Scott Zimmerman. He's the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care. You can learn more about them online at conscientiouscarpetcare.com. That's conscientiouscarpetcare.com. And right now I've got the latest for you from Paul Simon. It's The Afterlife on The Tide. Again, in studio today, we have another edition of our Local Voices segment. We've got Scott Zimmerman in studio. He is the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care. You can learn more online at conscientiouscarpetcare.com. And Scott, you guys have a fantastic website, all sorts of insight on all your offerings. And it's really, it's pretty technological what you guys are able to do as well. So insight on the process behind what you do. And some resources, even including the Consumer's Guide to Carpet Care feature as well. So I imagine that's a pretty helpful key tool for folks to use, just coming and checking out what you can do too.
Well, and there's some warnings in there. It needs a little updating, but there are some – it talks a little bit about the importance of the things we talked about on the last segment, getting rid of the dry soils, preventing damage to your carpets, making sure that you – when you're looking for someone to come into your home, make sure they're – someone you can trust. There's someone that knows what they're doing. Our training, again, sending our folks to trainings that are approved by the IICRC, and the Rugg Institute of America. It's important to talk to the folks. Price is important. I know that to everybody. In this day and age, price is important, but value perhaps is more important. And make sure you know what you're getting. You can buy an inexpensive meat and turn it into something, or you might not be able to, or you can go out and buy a steak, and if that's what you want, that's what you should buy. And I kind of put us in the prime rib category.
And I imagine with getting quality services, it helps extend the longevity of your carpets or your flooring as well.
Well, I hate to use my own home as an example because I don't really clean it as often as I should, but my carpets are 28 plus years old. They're beige. I have dogs. We live on a lake. And I'm still amazed when my folks come over and clean my carpets from time to time, because it seems like it ought to be time to replace the carpets. But when they're clean and they feel so good and the spots disappear and we put our protector on and treat them properly, well, here we are still 28 plus years later with this beige, lovely carpet. And if my wife's satisfied, well, I'm satisfied.
That is pretty impressive for sure. Now, I always like to ask this question of folks that come in our studio. What is it that you love most about what you do on a daily basis?
I love being able to walk into the post office and see a local person who has had our service and tells me that they're pleased. I love to be able to service people's homes and have them trust us and know that that we are trusted in this town. I just love giving service. And in fact, I give service for a living, but I also give service for a life. I'm very involved in the community, and all of my employees care about what goes on in the community as well. I'm a Kiwanian, and while I have given service for a living all my life, Kiwanis is my opportunity to give service for a life, forever. So,
and that was exactly going to be, my next question for you. You know, service and community, that is something that absolutely certainly rings true in your life, and both, your volunteer work and through what you do as a business owner here in our community as well. What is it that you love most about working with Kiwanis as well?
Well, Kiwanis is an organization. We're all about the kids. We care about the community. We care about the kids in this community and the world community. And if we provide a family, the Kiwanis family, for children and for for babies all the way through young adults, we're providing a family outside their own family and as well as their own family that is a whole lot better than some of the other choices they might make, gangs, for example. We're supporting kids from the womb on up through college. And I love that because it's really amazing when you give kids an opportunity to do something positive, give service back in their community, for example. It's something they take with them for the rest of their lives. And they're not just focused on themselves. And in this day and age, there sure is an awful lot of self-focus. I think having that community focus is a good thing for everybody. I love Kiwanis because of what we do with kids.
Well, Scott, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today in the Tide studio. Is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners this morning?
You know, only that we are getting ready. Speaking of Kiwanis, we're having our lobster sale to save babies' lives. We have fresh lobster for sale. It's a pound and a quarter, pound and a third lobster is fresh from the ocean, about 24 hours out of the ocean, $15 per lobster. You can look at the Kiwanis website. In fact, I believe you can look at the Save 30 store.
That's
I shouldn't
right.
say that because we're going to sell out. But, we have this coming up. And by the way, eating a lobster, buying a lobster, getting involved in this process will actually save babies' lives from tetanus. Believe it or not, worldwide, children are dying that are born healthy and they die of tetanus because they were not inoculated. Their mothers were not inoculated. Totally preventable.
Well, and again, you can find those lobster buying opportunities in our Save 30 store over at save30.com, as Scott said. And to learn more about Scott and his work through Conscientious Carpet Care as well, you can visit them online at conscientiouscarpetcare.com. Again, that's conscientiouscarpetcare.com. And Scott, thank you so much again for joining us here in the studio. And thanks for what you do in our community, too.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. That's Scott Zimmerman, the owner of Conscientious Carpet Care. On the way, we'll have the latest for you from Chris Stapleton and more. Stick around. It's The Tide.